Who hasn't imagined at least one time or another growing up to be a rock star? I can hear a couple of you raising your hands. There's a place in Boise that's giving kids the freedom to find their inner rocker. But this school goes beyond just teaching kids about music. It also helps kids find their passion and getting creative doing it, as well as learning essential life skills like problem solving. Joining me today in studio is Ryan Peck and Jared Goodpaster, the co-founders of Boise Rock School. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hey. Thank you.
I would like to start with basically, where did you get this idea to do this? You've been going since 2008. Where did the idea come from?
I'll take that one. It was honestly, I was on a run, and I just thought it'd be so cool to have a school where, you know, kids played in bands. And I was thinking back to my own experience as a kid, you know, taking like piano lessons by myself. It was this very solitary activity. I thought it'd be so cool to have, you know, kids in bands making music and all the other things that come packaged with that. I'd also seen a movie with Jack Black.
Yeah, there's that movie. There's that movie too, right?
But then I grabbed Jared's like, we got to do this. And, you know, Jared has his master's in education. And
I look like Black Jack.
Jack Black.
You are a thinner version.
Thank you.
You are welcome. And so the two of you get together and you start this. But it's this idea about teaching kids music, but in a different way, because it's bands. Why bands? Does it go back, Ryan, to that idea of solitary versus, you know, being in a group dynamic?
Yeah, I think kids particularly do better in groups. You know, a lot of times kids are driven by peer respect, and there's a whole bunch of other stuff that comes packaged with making music with other people, because you have to compromise and group problem solving, like you said, you know, problem solving, all these things. So it's like music is the vehicle to also learn all these really, really cool life skills that make you a better, more impassioned person.
And Jared, I want to ask you, so I've even seen, like, you have a contract that parents and kids have to sign.
Yes.
And how does that go over? Why do you do that? Because some of the things in the contract are basically like you're in a band. So it's group decision making. You don't get to say who gets to be in the band. And I mean, there are expectations that you put in place. Why did you decide to put those elements in the school?
Well, believe it or not, a lot of kid bands operate a lot like adult bands. Some of the same problems come about. And upon starting the school, we realized some of these things were coming at us. And so part of our mission, like Ryan said, is teaching life skills. We want to make kids successful both musically but also within their group, which will translate into all other aspects of life. And so that contract deals with a lot of things and situations that have arisen over the years where we realize we need to have a game plan in place to make sure, you know, there's a system for how we settle that. There's more ways about it than just thinking, oh, I don't want to do this anymore because I don't like this person or I don't like that song. That's not how a successful band works. And so Ryan and I developed these, I guess, our, what do we call it?
You're kind of like commandments.
The commandments,
way.
Yeah. The Rock School 10 commandments.
That's a behavior guideline. I like that.
No, a lot of that comes from Ryan and I don't know if he said this, but before starting the school, we were both educators. I mean, we're still educators.
But, I still teach at Boise State.
He still teaches at Boise State. Yeah. He also worked in an elementary school.
Biology and music. See, I love this.
Anatomy and physiology.
Using both sides of the brain.
And then I taught government and history at Borah High School.
So I think it's really interesting, though, with the life skills idea, because you're right, Jared, in the sense that you can't even as a grown up with a job, you don't like a coworker, you got to figure it out.
Yeah.
Don't like a part of your job, you have to figure that out.
There's always going to be hazards.
Right. So how do kids respond to though?
Well, I think the behavior guidelines, right? So one of the things we're doing as well is we have a student driven curriculum where if you're in, so we have instrument classes, but we have the band classes. When you're in a band class, and of those, we have 300 to 400 kids in the after-school program. Like, we're busy. We have, like, 12 teachers and office manager and all sorts of stuff. So, but we have to have this mechanism of saying, hey, it's a student-driven curriculum. Students are choosing the songs that the teachers are then going to adapt and teach them to teach them the musical skills. So you have to have this mechanism in place to sort of control that a little bit. You know, otherwise the loudest voices will drown out the – yeah, and, you know, so – You get what I'm saying there?
I totally do. Yeah. We're speaking with Jared Goodpaster and Ryan Peck. They are the co-founders of Boise Rock School. And as always, we want to hear from you. If you have any questions, you can email us at idahomatters@boisestate.edu. You can tweet us, KBSX 91.5, or on Facebook at Boise State Public Radio. Why is music so important to have in a child's life?
Oh, man.
That's a question.
That's a question.
I mean, seriously, because
I don't even talk about guitars. Well, because and the reason why I ask that is that I think so much focus in schools is about STEM, is about, you know, the sciences, the math, right? And so why is there a need for music, for something like that?
I mean, when you think about it, music is the one thing that everyone has in their lives, whether they play it or not. It's almost impossible to go through a day without hearing it, you know, or it's on television, it's on the radio, it's when you're shopping, it's on the, you know, the speaker. It's just something that's a very human thing. And I think it separates us from other animals.
Yeah, it's a higher thing. But at the same time, it's like music is our vehicle. We're trying to get kids to find a passion. And for other kids, it might be skateboarding, it might be basketball, it might be lacrosse. But once a kid finds their passion, whether it's music or skateboarding or whatever, you're a skateboarder, you're working so hard to like learn this kickflip or this trick, and you're failing, and then finally you get it. You're like, oh man, you're a guitar player. You're like, oh, I really want to play this tune. It's just not working. I got it. Check this out. Like the confidence and all the stuff that comes with that, it literally just makes, you know, our community better. It makes kids better. It makes everyone's life better. If the future that's coming up, the kids are good, we're all going to be okay. And so we're just trying. Our vehicle is music, you know. I think skateboarding's dope. I think BMX is dope. But our vehicle is music. And when kids get passionate about it, it's an amazing thing.
I agree with you. Yeah. And I have to start wrapping this up, but I know you have summer camps coming up, so people can go to your website. They can figure all of that out. Thanks for coming in and talking with me today.
BoiseRockSchool.com, summer camps.
There you go. Thank you to Jared Goodpaster and Ryan Peck for joining me today.